announcements as reminders, real quick here before the devotional. Grab a bulletin. There's several things coming up, a lot of events that we can participate in, be a part of. So make sure you grab that and look at the news and upcoming events. Summer series, of course. We're not meeting here next Wednesday, but Thursday at 7, our summer series begins. We have a barbecue coming, a fish fry, gospel meeting, and our winter coat giveaway. So grab one of those. I was going to tell you just a quick story about when I was in boot camp, a lesson I learned, and I've always remembered, and I'm only going to tell you about one of these, but three times at boot camp, I got in a lot of trouble. I mean, a lot of trouble. And you would think they were just terrible things. Only one was, this is my worst thing that I did, the way that I rate it. Anyways, every evening, you'd stand in the squad bay, and you had your rack buddy there. Well, I think he was on this side of me. And you do an inspection. You're standing there, and you're at attention, and several of the drill instructors come, and they got a scribe. They call them a scribe, and they look at each individual with a flashlight. I mean, look for anything. If you got dirt in your fingernails, you got to look away from them and do all this stuff, and they'll write it down. You're in trouble. All right, just write it down, you're in trouble. And then the very last thing they did is behind the racks, on the outside, there's rifle racks. So me and my rack mate and the ones next to us, four of us, there was a rack behind us. You'd put your rifle there. And you had a padlock, combination lock, you would lock it. And then at night, the drill instructor would come, there's a bar that goes across, and then he puts his padlock there. So the last thing he does going around at night is he yanks all those locks to make sure they're locked. Right? And it makes a very distinctive sound when someone's lock is open. If you know a padlock, it makes that kind of clunk sound. And every time you think, oh, they're in trouble, you just know they're just dead. And it had happened once or twice before, and they received the wrath, right? And so it's coming around behind. I was always so confident. I double check. So I'm standing there, and behind me I hear the clunk, clunk. And then I hear the drill instructor, oh. And the first thing I'm thinking, it's one of those guys. They're dummies, right? They're not smart enough to double check. They never listen. It's all, they're always messing up. They're always doing. And then I hear three. I was like, oh, because our numbers are there, and they know whose is who. And I got what we called a thrashing, right? Back in the day when they could thrash you, right? And that always stuck in my mind. Not only the thrashing, but also how I immediately thought somebody else, right? That was where my mind went. There's no way that applies to me. I'm just too good to be that dumb and not respond to that. Two passages I want you to think about, and I want you to think about your response, okay? And as you think about it as your response. Don't think about anybody else's response. Don't think about how anyone else has failed at this, that, or the other. I want you to think about you. I want you to think about what your response is. John 8, verse 24, Jesus says, unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Luke chapter 13, verse 3 and verse 5, he repeats it. It's so important. Unless you repent, you will likewise perish. Many times in the Bible, Jesus says, he who has an ear, let him hear. And that word for hear, oikonos, means to look very carefully and respond. Right? So the question to you this evening is, do either of them passages apply to you? Right? Because those are life and death statements. We're in a life and death business. Do you need to respond to the gospel? Do you need to reconcile your relationship with God? Or don't think about anybody else. Think about you. Do you need to respond to God in any way this evening? That's the call for you. This evening, if you are in that situation where you need to respond, we'd love to help you with that. Whatever it might be, to be immersed into Christ or bring something before the congregation or just pray for strength. So if you have a need this evening, please let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.